So we are in a time when we are looking at an interesting dilemma. It is how to enrich your life, how to, in essence, change your life without changing yourself. Now, when we look at change and improving our, however you consider it, our status or our well-being in life, then implicit in that is that you will be different. And that is part of what sometimes makes us reluctant to walk down a new and more powerful path. There is the assumption, not only that we do not actually have the right to do that, but that if we do that, we will become different people. It is not necessary to ever become anyone except who you are, because your power and your connection reside in your identity. And when that identity is held in place, then you are safe. You may walk any path that you choose to walk. You may walk through many different kinds of people. Some of them people who are good for you, some of them people who are not, but you yourself are unchanged in your walk. So your life, it is a wonderful year for your life becoming better. There is the wind at your back. There is energy for changing in the positive way. The thing that makes it dangerous is that you might believe that you do have to change. You might believe that you have to behave in a different way or value a different thing. And that, once again, is an old patriarchal belief and is simply not true. The more, shall we say, pressing challenge is your reaction to the people you are associating with as you move up in your life. Because woman has been taught to people please. You may have noticed that. And when you are doing what we are going to call innocent people pleasing, that is, people pleasing with friends and people you trust, it is not, it is still not a great use of energy, but there's not a high danger in it. But should you come to a place where you are becoming more of who you are and you encounter people who have changed, who are not genuine, who are asking you to not be genuine either, then you are looking at something that you want to be very careful about. It takes a great deal of strength in the face of people dancing a strange dance to simply be you and dance your own dance. But that is a very powerful spiritual position. If you can refuse to alter your shape or to people please with others who are not walking in the same way that you are, to hold simply and powerfully who you are without worrying about pleasing, then you are a very powerful person. It does not ultimately prevent you from moving up in your life, from improving your life, from enriching your life, because in truth, as yourself is the only way you can really do that. Now, what we are saying here is that as beings, of course, we feel what is around us. We will give you some examples. Let us say that you walk into a social situation where everyone is drinking. You might find yourself prone to drinking more. And we do not mean this in a critical way. We are illustrating what can happen here. And what does that mean? It means that you are not checking with yourself about how much you want to drink. You are being influenced by who is drinking around you and how much they are drinking. And so it really takes a wonderful, centered act of will to take care of yourself when others around you are not taking care of themselves. To give you another example, and that is, let us say that abundance is present in your life. Certainly there's going to be more of that as this year rolls around. And so you are with a friend or a group of friends, and they are in a store buying something very expensive, and you can feel the pressure to keep up. We believe you even have a phrase for this, keeping up with the Joneses. We believe you have all heard that. So to be able to breathe and to center in yourself and say, I will buy something, but I will not buy competitively. I will buy only what it is that feels right to me, that feels good to me. We will mention one other thing simply to help make this lesson clear. Let us say that you enter a conversation and someone is being very superior. What they know is more than what you know. Who they have spoken to and who they have, the books they have read are better than the books that you have read. It takes an act of will to stay out of that energy, to simply let those people do what they are doing, not to try to compete, not to try to compare, not to end up feeling bad because you have compared, but simply to say, that is what they are doing. I do not have to do that. I speak about what is true for me. And that is all that I speak about. Now, why this lesson is coming up now is that there is a great energy of renewal that is flying around this room and is certainly going to make itself known to you before too much more of the year has gone by. So we want you to move with your power. We want you to move with what you love, but we do not want you caught in traps that upward movement sometimes brings. We understand about all of the impulses, but this kind of movement that makes you change shape, that makes you try to people please, it diminishes you. And you are not women to be diminished. You are women to be honored, which means that you must be the first to do that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. And feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body. enter the root and cleanse it of anything that would prevent you from creating your life. Feel the cleansing energy cleanse the second center of all judgment, all shame, all patterns that make that energy turn on you. Feel them gone, washed away. Breathe the cleansing energy up into your solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away the emotions that do not serve you. Things you have felt that now need to be released so that you can feel the things of your own heart, of your own spirit. Feel the cleansing energy rising up through your body and into the heart center. And feel that gentle cleansing energy wash away pain, wash away frustration. Cleanse the heart center so that it can grow. And see how beautiful your heart center is becoming. See the colors and the energy and feel your own power returning to your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat center. Feel the cleansing energy free your throat of any communication that confuses you, that turns against you, that takes you out of your own peace. Feel all of that removed. Feel a cleansing energy come up through your body and into your third eye. And let that cleansing energy restore the power of your own intuitive faculties, of your spirit's ability to help you see yourself deeply, lovingly, and to see the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown. And become aware of a golden cloud of light energy. And feel that cloud-like energy come into your crown and gently open it so that you are able to receive more than you have received before. So that you can feel the joy of the universe that you are willing to do that. Feel the golden light fill your third eye. So that you see now in a fine high vibration and you know in that vibration. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and nurturing the growth of your heart. Feel that energy like the sun's energy, helping your heart grow. Feel the golden light flowing into your solar plexus to remind you of the joy that you feel when you are connected, when you are a part of all that is. And you know that you are loved and honored in that connection. Feel the flow of golden light into the second center to restore the purification, to clear from your body and your spirit and your mind all that you need to release. Feel the golden light flow down, fill your root, and rebalance the root for creating in the best possible way for you. Feel the golden light join the energy of the earth so that the earth knows your worth, honors you, and gives to you the things that you should truly have in your life. Let the golden light spread through your body and heal. Heal in the trunk, in the back. Remove burden from your shoulders and your arms and hands. Feel the golden light lighten your thoughts. Make your beliefs come to a higher level. Feel your legs and your feet so that you know you are supported. Feel that light extend past your body. And feel yourself the golden child of the universe, loved and cared for, known, respected. And moving into your heart center, see that a golden path extends from your heart and moves upward into the night sky. Watch the golden energy move higher and higher. And see that the universe sends on this golden road a message or a gift for you. Rest the mind and feel your gift coming toward you. And from the resting of the mind, intuitively know what is being sent to you now. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.